Today is Thursday, October 17th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. I just want to talk about something really quick, because I have nothing to talk about today. I was just looking at myself, how animated I was when I was doing that little intro, and it made me think of this show called God Friended Me. And I don't know if any of you, it's really a stupid premise, actually. This guy gets friended by God. He's an atheist, but he gets friended by God on Facebook. And he has to go on missions and help people. It's kind of like Touched by an Angel or something like that, or A Highway to Heaven, or what was that show? But it's like got a Facebook, you know, spin, so he gets assignments. I guess not really Highway to Heaven, because Highway to Heaven was an angel, but, well, actually, Touched by an Angel was an angel. Well, anyway, he helps people. And, anyway, the whole point is he's a podcaster. And, I've been a podcaster for a long time. I mean, I've been podcasting since, oh, let's see. I started my first podcast after I met Maddie. I moved to Dallas in 03. I want to say I started podcasting in like 05, maybe. So I've been podcasting for like 14 years now. No, it could not have been that early. It couldn't have been that early. It must have been 07, 06 or 07. I'm going to look and see like I don't even know if I still have the files anymore. But I'm going to look and see if I can find the old Adam and Maddie show files and see like the date of the very first one. But it's been a long time. I mean, it's been we're in 2019 now, and I started in, you know, I must have started at the very latest in 2007. So I've at least been podcasting for 12 years. And I watch this show, and they have segments where he's recording his show. And it is totally obvious that they've got all this stuff set up. The computer screen with like the fake version of Adobe Audition or like whatever he's supposed to be using, GarageBand or something like that. The meters aren't moving. His lips aren't close enough to the microphone. He's wearing wireless headphones that like you wouldn't do because there'd be latency between, you would hear yourself like a millisecond after you said, you know. Well, I mean, I say that. Fatty wears Bluetooth headphones. I would not record a podcast with Bluetooth headphones. I mean, personally, because, you know, I don't think Fatty can hear himself in his headphones, but I think it's very important for you to hear yourself so you know what you sound like while you're recording. So, you know, if you're too quiet or too loud or whatever. Anyway, it's just totally obvious to me that he's not actually recording a podcast. And of course he's not, but I mean, as a podcaster, it's totally unrealistic to me, those segments when they show him recording a podcast. And I'm like, that's not the way you do it. And he's not even recording right now. And I don't know. I get way too in the weeds about it. But anyway, so that just reminded me of that. There was no reason at all really to talk about that other than I just saw my face in my monitor over here. And I was like, oh, that reminds me of God Friended Me. So anyway, after I recorded, I know I've been talking, I talked a little bit about my food experience. Well, last night I had orchestra rehearsal, and we're actually playing, there's this song that I love Baroque music for trumpets, like any kind of Baroque. I love Handel's Messiah. I'm not sure if Handel's Messiah is technically Baroque, but I think it is, but I could be wrong. Some music person out there that is more of a music historian than me is going to be like, no, Adam, that's romantic or, you know, whatever. But I never was good at music history, so it's fine. But I think it's in a Baroque style. And one of the songs, so we're actually using herald trumpets. So herald trumpets are really long trumpets. So this trumpet is probably, I don't know, I want to say it's 4 or 5 feet long. And I may be wrong. It may be 3 feet. Maybe totally, you know, just like penis size, maybe the trumpet length is not, you know, exactly what I'm saying here, but it's long. And so it's kind of the balance is weird and it's hard to hold for extended periods of time. But it's this song that includes, it has Handel's Messiah, or an arrangement of Handel's Messiah, at the end. And but it has a fanfare at the beginning where we're going to play herald trumpets. So we get out our herald trumpets, and I tell them, you look, guys, I want to play first on this, because every time, every Christmas that we do any arrangement of Handel's Messiah, I play my piccolo trumpet, which is a little small, very high-pitched trumpet. And so I tell them, hey, so I'm going to have three trumpets for this song. I'm going to have the herald trumpet, and then my normal B-flat trumpet just in the middle. And then when we get to Handel's Messiah at the end, I'm going to switch to piccolo trumpet. And so anyway, we practiced that last night a couple of times. And, you know, we pull out these herald trumpets and we're trying to negotiate the trumpet, you know, so we don't hit anything with it and dent the bell or whatever. And so we did that. And so that was fun. I actually had a lot of fun because I really liked that song. And the herald trumpets are cool. I mean, they're old and kind of ratty looking, but they're really cool to play, and makes me want to buy a herald trumpet. I don't know what I would do with it, but it's kind of cool. And so after I did that, I was going to go to Wendy's and just get like a grilled chicken sandwich, because I've been trying to do better. I know that's fast food, but I'm cooking every day of the week during the week except for Wednesdays, because that's when I have orchestra, and I literally come home, I record Geeky Gay, and which is what I did yesterday, and then I have like 15 minutes on the couch to kind of relax after I edit the show and post it, and then I've got to go to orchestra, and then orchestra / choir rehearsal is an hour and a half, so I'm not done with that until 8 p.m., and I don't have time to come back and cook and like do all that kind of stuff, and so that's the one night of the week where I'm like, okay, I'm going to allow myself to go get fast food. But Wendy's is kind of far away from where the church is and where Mark and I live. And so I was like, it'll take me 45 minutes to get all the way to Wendy's, order the food, get it, get all the way back home. Because it's probably like a 15-minute drive from church to Wendy's. And then it'll take 10 minutes or so to get the food, and then another 15 to 20 minutes to get back home. I was like, I'm just going to go to Cane's. Cane's has chicken, but it's fried chicken. So I ended up not getting a very low-calorie dinner. But, I mean, it is what it is. I'm trying to slowly work my way back into eating some semblance of, you know, not low-calorie, but I don't know what I'm doing. But I'm trying to get back into the groove of things, which, you know, who knows? I may gain another 20 pounds and then have 40 pounds to lose next year before Pride 48. I don't know. But so I did that, brought that back. We had dinner. And then last night was, I don't even remember. I want to say last night was legal night again. So we watched Bull and if you like legal shows, there's a new show that I'm really liking. It'll probably get canceled because most of the time, legal shows end up getting canceled for some reason, unless it's like Law and Order SVU that's been on for like 21 seasons or something like that. But it's called All Rise, and it's about a prosecutor who becomes a judge, and it's really good. I'm really enjoying it. And so we watched that and Bull, and I think we watched The Voice as well, and that was it. And then I got hungry for dessert, but instead of having dessert, I did have cereal. So I feel like that was a little bit of a win. So instead of having like a big slab of chocolate cake and ice cream or something like I normally would have, I just had a bowl of cereal before I went to bed. So that wasn't bad. And then today I went to work and nothing exciting went on there. I was officially declared the team lead of the new team that's kind of the product that I was working on before is getting munged together with a couple of other things. And so we're making this one big product. And I was declared the team lead. And everyone agreed. Everyone was fine with it. And so I've had two wins on that recently. We decided that we were keeping the name of my product. So the new product is going to be called Plexus, which is the name of my current product, which is great. And I'm the team lead, which is really cool as well. So we'll see how it goes. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.